It's time now for your comments. Many people are paying close attention to our political coverage. And when NPR's Scott Horsley said last week that John Kerry has been milking reports on the disappearance of Iraqi explosives, Robert Corey of Monroe, Michigan replied, "Milking? Milking? I was amazed," he writes, "to hear that Mr. Kerry was milking the disappearance of high explosives. I was equally amazed," he adds, "that I did not hear that Mr. Bush has been milking the war on terror for the last 3 years."
Also in the presidential race, a new Republican brand of ketchup called W competes with Heinz. Get it? But the National Restaurant Association has not launched a ketchup war, as Pip and Ross reported. A story on obesity featured the famous soup Nazi in an ad by the Center for Consumer Freedom. Some listeners consider that group too biased to lash out against fat taxes and civil lawsuits because it represents food companies and restaurants.
A couple of other clarifications. Shelby Funk of Georgia asked if I had a crystal ball, because I said that the winner of the Illinois Senate race will become the only black member of the United States Senate. For the record, 5 African Americans are seeking Senate seats. Barack Obama is the one who is favored to win his race.
In a profile of musician John Bryan, a song by the group The Smiths was misidentified. The correct title is "Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now." And we received a letter from the U.S. Coast Guard in response to our series Central America's Cocaine Republics by reporter John Burnett. Lieutenant Tony Russell points out that the Coast Guard has just reported its best year ever for maritime drug seizures in the Pacific Corridor and the Caribbean area. It confiscated a record-setting 120 tons of cocaine. Lieutenant Russell says the strategy is to catch the drug boats as soon as they leave Colombia before they can make it to Central America to unload.
A story on yellow ribbon magnets had listeners explaining how and why they sported the symbol on their cars. And folklorist Jack Santino says the tradition goes back before that song, "Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree."
Historically, it hasn't always been yellow ribbons, but the idea of wearing something that says somebody I love isn't around. They're far away, but they are coming home, and I am waiting for them. That is something that has been around for centuries.
Finally, a young man who's also returning home, so to speak. My interview with the hip-hop duo Foreign Exchange prompted Andre Taylor to write this note. "While growing up in D.C., every morning I would hear NPR in the living room. My father is an avid fan. However, for me, it was more like an alarm. I would dread it. But an online community informed me that Foreign Exchange would be on NPR, and so I returned, and I enjoyed it. My pops would be proud." Send your comments to morning@npr.org.
And please say where you live and tell us how to pronounce your name.